So do we have any joys or concerns this morning? Oh, y'all are way too quiet.
I have joy.
What's your joy?
News channel, WCTV, was raising or had a collection going over at Lowe's on Northeast Side to take items down to Taylor County for the hurricane victims to help with their cleanup. And we were able to gather a few things to take over there. Last night they showed on the news, they were interviewing people. They had filled the first pod they were trying to fill. Then they had to rent a U-Haul truck. They filled that to get the next day after the collection. Then the pod was delivered yesterday. And that originally was supposed to be the only thing going with this pod. But they had enough time now since the collection and yesterday to set up this big tent. They were handing out to-go containers of food to the people. People were coming in and getting water and food, staples for the home and things to help them clean. Cleansers and rags and just whatever they needed to help clean up the mess of the hurricane. And the people were so thankful. It made me cry as they were interviewing them. They were so, their hearts were so touched by the goodness of the people in Tallahassee for helping them in this time. And I just think it was a real powerful message for everyone here.
That's wonderful that we were able to help our neighbor that we can see.
That could have been us.
Yes.
Easily could have been Tallahassee if they're crying.
Yes.
And then helping us. There's no reason why we shouldn't be helping them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was
glad you were able to do that. Travis?
Just remember Pastor and Judy as they travel and their work with their grandson.
Maverick Austin. He was 8 pounds and 9 ounces and has a head full of black hair. And I believe that they said that there was a medical issue and they had moved him over to, Betty, is it Sacred Heart? And he's getting the care that he needs there. So his mother's name is Charlie, and I told her that we would pray for him today, and she said thank you, that meant a lot to her to be supported.
And remember Linda and her brother Dave.
Yeah.
And Dave, our Dave that's here, I know you were probably going to say something.
Well, I just wanted to give everybody an update. Linda left yesterday. UAB called and they're going to do a lot more this coming week than they had planned. And so instead of leaving late Monday or Tuesday, Linda's left yesterday morning. And Monday, they start the immunotherapy, which runs 4 or 5 hours. It's an injection kind of thing. But your body fights the cancer instead of a poison, like radiation fighting the cancer or chemotherapy. And so Monday's going to be an 8 or 9 hour day. They qualified for the drug study, this new drug therapy. He qualified for that. And Tuesday's an off day, and then Wednesday they go at it again with the drug study, the beginning of that. And day before yesterday, Pam, David's wife, got a message about an endoscopy that was done 2 weeks ago. And she learned that David has an area in his throat that is precancerous in his esophagus. And Linda and Pam have been trying to decide if it's going to be a good time to tell him that. And so I like what they decided. We're just going to come back and let the doctor tell him.
Absolutely.
He's got enough on his plate without having to worry about that. But anyway.
We'll pray for Linda to be the strong rock and be able to provide support to him and to her sister-in-law. That's a tough place they're in. Really tough place. Prayer is really the only thing that we can do for them. Anybody else?